Good morning. Welcome to Lincoln County Connections. Thanks for joining us. We really appreciate having you on the program today. Every Thursday at 9, we talk about news events, and we talk to people like Quinn Andreas on the program on Lincoln County Connections. Quinn is our sanitarian for our planning department, our on-site waste management division. So good morning, Quinn.
Good morning, Casey.
It's great to have you on the show. I've been sort of anticipating this for a while because Quinn, now that I have a septic system, as you can see, I also want to hear what you have to tell us today. And really taking the opportunity when I have guests come on, it was a good chance for me to kind of review what we do and dig into the information that's available, for example, like on our website. And, you know, we've got a great website. I mean, it tells a lot about what on-site waste management does.
Yeah, it really does. And I direct people that to the website quite a bit. You know, we have our forms and our applications and everything on there. So it's a pretty good site.
Yeah, if you're listening to us and you have the chance to get online, please be aware that we have a planning and development section. It's a department of Lincoln County. And when we think about the building blocks of our planning and development department, we think of the planning division, the building division, and the on-site waste management division, which we're talking to Quinn Andreas right now as our sanitarian. And there are forms, there are frequently asked questions. A lot of the things that we're going to address today, you can dig deeper and find out that information on the website. So, Quinn, maybe we could talk a little bit about you just real briefly. You're a sanitarian. What made you want to become one, and how long have you been doing this?
Well, let's see. I went to school back in Wisconsin, and I was more of an environmental studies major. I thought I'd be doing some kind of, I don't really know what. probably more policy work is kind of what I thought I would do. But I ended up moving to North Idaho and stumbled upon a job there working with on-site and soils. And, you know, I kind of enjoyed it. It was, you know, it was field work mixed with office work. So I did an internship there, and I ended up working there for about four or five years. Mm-hmm. And then I ended up moving out here to Oregon, and I worked for the health department for a couple years, mostly doing drinking water and restaurant inspections. And then this position opened up here this spring, and I thought it'd be great to get back into it, and so took it over, and it's been pretty fun so far.
You know, when Anno comes in, the director of planning and development, it talks to the board of commissioners. One of the things that I see him remark about time and time again is how really it's boots on the ground where everything unfolds. And you're saying, you know, maybe sometime you will go into more of a policy aspect of the work you do, but I mean, you're getting that invaluable information when you see people literally dealing with the issue of, hey, I would love to have a home, I'd like to have some property, but what am I going to do with my waste, and can I put waste on this property?
Yeah, that's pretty much the bulk of it. And I mean, and that's where we fit into planning is, you know, if it's a new lot being formed or a subdivision being formed, we don't want to create basically an unbuildable lot. So one of the parts that has to come in through is, can you dispose of your waste here? If a sewer connection's available to a, you know, a municipal sewer, then no problem. But if not, then we have to make sure that there's ample room there before we allow that lot to be built or created.
Well, if you're just joining us, we're talking to Quinn Andreas. He's a sanitarian with our on-site waste management division, part of our planning and development department. When we come back, let's get into the discussion further. Let's find out about what on-site waste management is. And so we'll be back just in a moment on Lincoln County Connections. On the program, Quinn Andreas today. He is a sanitarian with Lincoln County Planning and Development, particularly our on-site waste management division. And I just thought of something too, Quinn. But we did want to kind of emphasize that not all counties have their own sanitarians, and I mean, it's kind of a bonus for us. What would it be like to not have you?
Well, DEQ kind of oversees the whole entire program, so I actually work as an agent for DEQ. So if you didn't have one in your county, DEQ would handle basically everything, and of course, they don't have very many people, so the wait list would be a lot longer. I know I've talked to a guy at DQ, and he gets up to a county maybe once a week. So people basically have to wait around for things to happen. I mean, the job gets done. It just takes a lot longer, and you don't have somebody to talk to as easily as I'm available. You can call me up, and I'll probably get back to you before the end of the day if I'm in the office.
Yeah, big bonus to us that we have you there, and we also can look at records, look at properties. Are you feeling pretty strongly that we've got a lot of that information on file that's useful for folks?
Yeah, we really do. I guess they started keeping records back in the early 70s, so I mean, we have some pretty old carbon copy papered stuff in there that's pretty interesting to look at. Not everything is exactly in order, but it's actually a lot better than when I worked in Idaho. It seemed like the paperwork here is much better, and we got a pretty good filing system. So
yeah, kind of critical to knowing what's on the ground on your property, or if you have issues, and maybe we could do that kind of larger view, Quinn. I mean, really, in cities, you're doing waste management through wastewater treatment systems. Septic or on-site waste management is really using the environment. I mean, can you describe the difference between the two for those who just have no idea?
Yeah. A municipal sewer system is essentially, all homes, businesses. It goes into just basically the pipes, and it goes to one central location where it's treated, separated, that kind of stuff. Whereas is on-site is just as it sounds. It's treated on-site. So, if you have a home, on a little acreage or, lot that's on-site, you have your septic tank. Generally, your waste goes into there. It's separated out, solid sink, scum floats, and then the liquids are disposed into the ground. So it's actually, the ground is actually the one being that is actually treating the waste, rather than, municipal sewers will have, chlorines and, filters and things like that. So yeah, it's a good system, if the area is available, and obviously you couldn't do it in a city because yards are teeny tiny and there just wouldn't be the room, but it works well for lots.
What would maybe be some of the just fundamental differences that you've seen between land in Idaho and land on the Central Oregon coast? I mean, what are just those standout differences?
Well, I guess standout is I lived kind of in a mountainous area there, so we had a lot of mountainous soils and lots of rocks and boulders and things in here. Run into more of the they call it like a marine terrace. So it's especially along the coast, it's like a sandy soils. But what happens is you get this cemented sand layer, and that causes some problems with a perched water table. So obviously it rains here a lot in the wintertime, and there's a cemented sand layer that just perches the water on top of it. So, some sites are not very good because of that, and we have to go to a pretreatment system or a sand filter or something like that.
In an Idaho type of situation with the rocks, would you really be removing like rocks from soil in some cases?
When you're installing it, the big ones you would take out, but generally you would fit it in somehow.
Quinn, as far as, you said you were directed kind of by DEQ, maybe it's important to emphasize that we don't really make up the rules, as far as how the treatment systems work. I mean, is that something that really comes from the state?
Yeah, that's totally true. We follow the state's rules and regs, and all the counties are pretty much bound by that. We interpret them here locally, but they're the ones that make up the rules. And that's why if I tell people if I deny a site or a site doesn't meet the standards, the book standards, they can get a variance from the state. I can't grant variances, but the state can. So sometimes we'll direct people back to DEQ if that's
kind of needed. I mean, would it be wrong to call that an appeals process? But it's just if it's not working and you see that it isn't adequate, there's another mechanism to kind of say, well, are we totally sure?
I mean, yeah, exactly. It's like, even if I thought that it might work, then go, yeah, it probably would work here. I can't really make that decision because I'm bound by the state rules, whereas the state can, they can basically, you know, they aren't saying that we're wrong. They're just saying, yeah, we're going to grant a variance on this property.
Well, we're talking to Quinn Andreas. He's a sanitarian for our on-site waste management, Lincoln County Planning and Development. So stay with us. We've got more to come, and we'll be back and finish up the show with Lincoln County Connections. Quinn, we've been sort of putting in perspective here what on-site waste management is. Maybe you could talk about just what are the common challenges that people have, I mean, just in a general way.
Well, it seems like a lot of times now we get a lot of repair permits. So, you know, a lot of these systems were put in 60s, 70s. So, you know, a lot of times they only have so much life, so they end up failing. So people come in and be like, hey, my system's failing. Or,
and let me ask you something. What does somebody see? I mean, what is an indicator that a system's failing?
There's a couple of them. The main one would be either it's backing up into your home, so the system is just no longer accepting waste, so you'll, you know, slow toilets, and then, you know, next thing you know, so generally a lot of times the first line of defense is they'll call a pumper to come out and pump their tank.
Right.
And, you know, that might work for a little while, and then it ends up not working again. So that's one thing. Another one is obviously it's just surfacing, so, you know, it just... waste starts coming up out of the ground. You have kind of a mushy spot where your drain field is, and it gets kind of stinky, and, you know, nobody wants that. So those are the two main ones. The other one is the tank might just end up falling apart. You know, a lot of metal tanks were put in back in the day, and, you know, metal rust. So that happens too.
Are there things about repairing systems now that give them longer longevity in terms of materials use, like on tanks, septic tanks?
Yeah, it seems like most people put in concrete tanks these days. And then there are some even like fiberglass ones out there. So they definitely are probably going to last a lot longer than the metal ones do. And as for the system themselves, a lot of times it's still the rock and pipe.
Technology's still the same.
But there are some other new ones out there, the Easy Flow drain field, and then there's like a dome, plastic dome that people put in. So
yeah, it sounds like what you're saying is once you put a septic in, you may need to realize that at some point in time you might need to repair that drain field.
Yeah, it could happen. I mean, they have an expected life, 20 years, 15 years, something like that. But a lot of times they last much longer, especially if you take care of it. And
so is repairing a drain system or waste management system generally easier to go about than putting in a new one?
Yes and no. The easier part is the fact that we do a best fit repair if need be. So if we can't meet current standards, standards have changed over the years, as far as sizing, separations from, you know, groundwater or surface water. So we have a little flexibility. You know, we don't want to just condemn somebody's home. So we do a best fit. Sometimes that can be an expensive system, unfortunately, a filtered system, an ATT, which is advanced treatment technology. So there is that. But we usually get something to work. Whereas a new system, you know, you have a new lot, you want to build a new home, you have to meet all the current standards. So, you know, full separation distances, you have to put in the full size requirements for the drain field, things like that. But yeah, a lot of times on these repairs, we are faced with, you know, there's hardly any room to go with anything. So, you know, sometimes people have to, you know, dig up part of their flower garden or, you know, something like that. So
yeah,
sometimes they can get tricky.
Sounds like room is the critical thing I hear you saying.
Yeah.
I mean, there's got to be a fundamentally large enough area to disperse, the waste.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, when we run into some of the land in the east part of the county, you know, somebody has 20 acres, there's usually not a problem. But, you know, some of these smaller lots here on the coast are they can get really tricky to figure out where to put the stuff.
Yeah, the soil, you said, can be kind of a sand-type soil?
Yeah, it's a little more sandy over here. You know, you have the top layer will be you know, kind of your topsoil, mm-hmm. silt loam, and then there's at some point there's a sandy layer underneath.
So as your daily sort of routine, I mean, you're basically in the field most of the time. So if somebody wants to reach you, do you keep office hours? How does it work?
Yeah, I come in the morning, and I usually stay in the office for, you know, a couple hours. Especially this time of year, we're not quite as busy as we get in the summer. So, you know, that's when I check voicemails, emails. People can generally get a hold of me, and then I kind of head out in the field in the middle of the day. I kind of have my days where I go certain directions, and then I usually come back in the office in the afternoon. If I have a little time before I go home, I'll call people back as well. Otherwise, I get back to them first thing in the morning.
Any advice to folks listening to us and they're thinking about doing some maintenance on their septic system? Is there a time of year that's better? Is there seasonal advantages to doing the work?
As far as repairing or as far
yeah,
as
repairing or even installation?
Installation, you definitely want the drier season. You know, it's so some systems we don't even allow them to go in the winter time. Basically, they have to be put in between June and September or October. Just because if you have kind of marginal soils anyways that are wet or saturated, you know, you get in there digging, they're going to compact, they're going to smear. So definitely the summertime the dry season would be, as far as that goes. As far as like maintaining it, you know, getting your septic tank pumped pretty much any time, although it's kind of a funny story that's not so funny, would be if you have a plastic tank or even concrete tank and you have high groundwater and you pump your tank, it could actually pop out of the ground. So if you know you're in kind of a wet area, you might even want to hold off on pumping your tank until it's dry.
Until it's dry.
You don't want your tank popping out of the ground.
Balance out the pressure.
Exactly. Yeah. Concrete can float,
God.
Strangely enough.
Well, that just amazes me that, you know, our water soil levels can just change that much here. You know?
Yeah, they really do.
Well, Quinn, thanks for coming on the program. If somebody wants to get in touch with you, do they begin by contacting planning and development, go through the front desk? What's kind of the process?
Yeah, that's generally the best way to go, because then they can point in the right direction, you know, whether it's me or whether it's a planner.
Yeah, and as seasonally, when do you see things really starting getting the uptick? When do you expect things to get, you know, super busy? What's the height of the season?
I'm guessing spring. I mean, that's pretty much when I started last year, and it was pretty busy, you know, which was good for me because it was a great training ground to be running around pretty frantic the first couple weeks when I still had, you know, Tony here to show me around. So I imagine it'll probably get pretty busy then again. And then it seems like at the end of the year, people kind of get in a hurry to get things done again, too.
Well, Quinn, thanks for coming on the program. It would be great to have you again. If you've been listening to us, we've been talking to Quinn Andreas. He is our sanitarian with Lincoln County Planning and Development. If you want to get a hold of Planning and Development, call 265-4192. And you can also find us online. Just Google Lincoln County. Have a great day.